This show is paid for and produced by the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related with your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome, welcome, welcome yet again. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company with my beautiful, amazing wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you can reach us at 520-462-2611. You can text that number. You can call that number. You can also email us info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And you can go check out our website, www.thisopenhouseshow.com. Full MLS search and valuation tools.
All those kinds of things.
All those good things that we can go ahead and look at and do here. So, interesting time. I mean, we're continuing to see a tightening of inventory, but it's kind of just staying tight, I guess. We're sitting pretty at 586 active listings.
That's a drop.
Yeah, I pulled this data over on May 11th, though. So these things do fluctuate, and they go up and down a little bit. But we're staying right about where we were there with a median sales price total for the whole market, $259,000. So things are still holding, but yep, they're shrinking. They're moving fast. And, you know, speaking of moving fast, there's a saying, if you need to think about the house you're going to buy, you might not be able to live in it.
Yes.
These things are just moving so fast.
So the thing goes, if you want to sleep on whether or not you're going to buy this house, you may not be able to sleep in it. So if you want to sleep on it, you may not be able to sleep in it.
That's better.
That's the saying.
So I've been butchering it this whole time with our clients. That's crazy.
The point still gets across, but it's much cleaner with that.
It went across. And you know what, guys? It happens.
It does.
Even to professionals. It happened to Rebecca and myself today, actually. And guess who was the one who was thinking or overthinking? Yes,
it was definitely David. He wanted all the answers, and I was like, we can't get all the answers. We need to just move, and somebody else moved.
And here I am giving all of this advice when I should have been listening to this lovely lady right here. Because, you know, sometimes if you want to sleep on it,
you're not going to sleep in it.
And that's what it is about this market. So we make mistakes.
Because we're human. Everybody take a deep breath.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be okay.
It's my fault. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. She's on record. She said it's okay. I'm forgiven. Woo. I was thinking I was sleeping on a couch.
No.
We're good. So, yeah, I mean, go with your gut instinct. And patience is key. It's still important. But, you know, sometimes those things come up. You do just have to move forward, right?
And we're not saying that right now it's not stressful. We're not saying right now that it's not hard. We're not saying that there isn't, even though David and I don't believe that we're in a bubble for all of the reasons that we've spent multiple episodes talking about why we don't think
or
that we're
at least a bubble that most people would define a real estate bubble.
Right. It's not like 2006, 2007. Yeah. You still don't want to overpay for stuff, but it's just part of what people are trying to figure out. And even as professionals who do this day in and day out, sometimes we can make the wrong call.
What we are in is rapid inflation.
Yes.
Our economy is rapidly inflating at the cost of goods. It's not just steel and lumber. It is everything.
It's everything.
I mean, there's a shortage on the glue that holds the boards down for the luxury vinyl flooring.
Right.
And you name it, we're having breakdowns of the supply chain is what we're seeing all across the board.
Yep.
And as those things occur and as those things happen, sometimes lagging indicators are, you know, the final prices that people see. And, you know, we're going to start seeing some of those things happen just on everyday things that you wouldn't imagine. That's already starting. So when we say we don't believe we're in a real estate bubble, we think that there are so many other factors going on within our economy.
Right. That you can't print, this is not political at all. It's just fact. You cannot print trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars and expect it to not make your dollars worth less. The more you have of something, the less each individual thing is worth. So right. Each dollar, because of what is being printed right now, is worth less. That means that everything, quote unquote, costs more because it takes more dollars to buy the same thing because there are more dollars out there.
Right.
It's just basic economics. We cannot like it, but it is what it is.
And as long as people attribute value to something, that is going to be able to move things.
Right.
I mean, as long as people feel that there is value in name your currency. Maybe it's whatever currency you want.
Right.
As long as that people look at that and have value in it, it is going to be worth something. And you know what? Unlike dollars or any other currency, they're really not printing more houses.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
They're working on 3D printing houses, but they haven't gotten there yet.
So if you haven't seen 3D printing houses,
it's really cool.
It's pretty amazing.
It's really cool. You should get on YouTube and look up 3D printed houses. It's very much a niche thing right now, but it's cool.
Absolutely. Huge machines. And we're talking concrete, guys. We're talking concrete. I don't remember the name of the company. If any of our listeners out there are listening, shoot me a text or an email at info@thisopenhouseshow.com or a text at 520-462-2611. But NASA is also talking to this company about, hey, what would it look like to build houses on Mars?
Right.
And so they're 3D printing out in Texas. Cement, we've got, I mean, the amount of just tight building with the air sealing that's going on in there, and these R values
are
totally insane.
You know, I read an article a couple weeks ago that you can order houses from IKEA now, which is proof that there's nothing new under the sun, because once upon a time you used to be able to order houses from Sears Roebuck's catalog. I don't know. I mean, we don't even have, I don't think we even have a Sears in Tucson anymore, but you used to be able to go, they had the big catalog and you could go pick out your house with all of your furnishings and they'd put it on a train and then they'd ship it out to you and they'd give, it was like building an IKEA furniture, but it was house. So now proof there's nothing new under the sun. 100 years ago, you could buy a house from a catalog, and 100 years later, you can buy a house on the internet.
You know
on catalog.
The problem
like
with
that.
IKEA housing, though, is
the instructions are so bad that you're going to put it together backwards.
Well, not only that, you're going to get a house and you're going to get this stupid Allen wrench and a picture of some man like pushing this thing together while his wife sits there with the instruction manual.
Going, I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm not too sure.
David and I are absolutely convinced that the very best marital counseling that an engaged couple can go through is to put together an IKEA bunk bed at 9 o'clock at night with helpers who are tired and need the bed to sleep in. If you can survive that and then realize you put it together backwards and have to take it back apart and put it back together.
Hold on. At 2 a.m. after you haven't slept for 2 or 3 days, then you should get married. So everybody's thinking about getting married before you get married.
We have kids. You can borrow.
do this. Stay up a couple of nights. Be sleep deprived. Build this thing in the middle of the night. If you can survive,
after
go ahead and do that.
The trip to IKEA.
Yes.
And then you get home and you make the bed. It's the whole thing.
And speaking of things that you should do before you get married, here's some things you should do before you go click that button and get yourself an algorithm price. Because at the end of the day, a good real estate agent's probably going to get you way more than you're thinking on the price of your house by just clicking a what's my homework worth algorithm. So just like you should go through some premarital counseling, why don't you go through a nice solid consultation with somebody? And we would love to be honored with that opportunity to help you. Again, 520-462-2611 is our number. You can go ahead and call, text, shoot us your address, and kindly just go ahead and let us know maybe some things you've done since purchase. That way, we can begin some of our research, and we'll come out and see the house for ourselves and tell you, we can probably sell it for way more than you're thinking.
Yeah, so we're actually going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break, but we are going to go into a break, so we will catch you on the other side. Don't go away.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
Every single time it comes on, it gets me pumped. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company.
And I'm Rebecca Guthrie with Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. And yes, we are married.
Yes.
Almost 11 years. It'll be 11 years next month.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
We built IKEA furniture before we got...
Except we didn't.
We should have.
We should have, but we didn't.
Oh my gosh. 520-462-2611. Call us. Text us with your questions. You can also email us info@thisopenhouseshow.com. We are here for you. And you know what, guys? We love it when our listeners call us. Yes. We really, really
do. Even if it's just to shoot the breeze, you can just be like, hey, we enjoy the show. It's always nice to get positive feedback.
We love it. Or, hey, I'd like to hear some more of
this. If you hate the show, please don't call us.
Yeah, you can call if you hate the show.
You can call David. If you hate the show, you can talk to David. Don't talk to me.
It's okay. It's okay. So please give us a call one way or another. And you know, one other thing from my listeners out here, our listeners out here, we are looking to do some remodeling. And some of you guys know back in, gosh, this is months ago now, I let you in on an embarrassing secret that I have an addiction when it comes to construction. It's called spray foam.
Oh my gosh.
And it's called air sealing.
It's true. It's so true. He put spray foam inside the master closet, and when it expanded, if you didn't hear the story, when it expanded, it broke the wall inside our closet.
Stuff.
They had to actually come in and redo the wall because it expanded so much.
It was an experiment. You know, and it was one of those things to where, you know, I don't even know why I did it. I just had this extra can.
Because there was a hole in the wall, and you said, hey, there's a hole in the wall. Let me put this thing inside the hole in the wall.
I'm not touching that. Babe, come on. Our listeners.
Okay, we're going to move on. Anyways, so David has a thing about spray foam.
Back to the spray foam. Okay, so, you know, you have a half-used can. You've got to finish
it up, all right? It's like beer. It's a party foul. You can't leave a half-empty can of beer. You can't leave a half-empty can of spray foam.
This stuff is expensive, all right? Okay. So anyway, there's a product out there. It's called AeroSeal or Aero Barrier. Nationwide. This stuff is amazing. They go ahead and take new construction, old construction, and you're going to go ahead and do this at, you know, your primary air sealing spot. So, you know, depending on where and the type of construction, maybe it's at the drywall, maybe it's at another phase of construction, but they come in, you're going to seal off your house. They bring in their air blowers and positively pressurize the house, and they go ahead and shoot in this mist and this atomized caulking flows through the air and finds its way through, and it only sticks to all the little gaps in your house that are causing air leakage.
Because of how they pressurize and they're using physics.
Yes, yes. And one of the things that we know about air leakage is it brings in not only dust and all kinds of nasty stuff, but it could potentially even bring mold into your house when you have a difference in temperature. And depending on the time of year with humidity, you could actually end up with mold on the other side of a wall that has nothing to do with a leak or anything. So air sealing is super important. And a lot of contractors, you know, it takes a product that's reasonably priced. And when you start really geeking out on this stuff and trying to make, you know, especially on a remodel, a house that was built without these kind of standards, super airtight, you're going to spend a ton of money going around trying to chase all of these holes.
That's true.
But this product is fantastic. And I don't know anybody in Tucson who does this. So we are looking right now. Guys, if you know anybody who AeroSeal or an equivalent product that can go ahead and do this, let me know.
Because we're actively looking for
somebody. Even if maybe if you're out of Tucson and somehow get this memo and are willing to come down, let us know. I'd love to talk to you
more about the process. And I know we have a lot of clientele who would potentially be interested
Absolutely.
In something like
so
this.
So before the break, we were talking about getting a real evaluation for your property as opposed to, you know, just one of the algorithms. And you know all the algorithm places that you can go to, you know, type in your address and see what is my house worth. There's lots of them yeah. out there. Well, today, this is a perfect example of why you need a professional. We are looking at a property. And the property is listed at 275. And
don't give them the address.
I'm not going to give them the address.
I already lost one today.
I know. We're looking at this property, and we, for the clients, they ask us to do a CMA, an evaluation, to tell us what we think. Do we think this is a good price? So we do it, and I do it this afternoon, and I say, yeah, I think that it's very fairly priced at 275, and I don't think it's going to have any issues appraising at 275. And then, just because this is our standard of practice, we pulled it up on our website, which has the ability to do pull from several of those algorithm places. Hey, what's my house worth? And all of the algorithm places said that if you were going to sell that house, that it was worth about 225-ish. Okay, so the algorithms are wrong.
It depends your unit of measurement. I mean, like, they're correct based on their unit of measurement that they're doing. However, in this market, those types of measurements don't really work.
Right, but where I was going with this is, you know, if you didn't have a professional helping you, you could think, oh, so-and-so says that my house is worth X, Y, or Z, and they're a big name, whatever, real estate website, and it says that it's worth this, so it must be worth this, and so you would be losing out on $50,000.
Especially if you're doing like a off-market private right. deal, because, oh, right. you're going to save some money on the closing costs, right?
Right. Well, I promise you, whatever commissions you might be thinking that you're saving that $50,000, you wouldn't have any way of knowing, oh.
Yeah.
If I have a professional come help me, because there are things about the house that the algorithms can't know. They can't know that you just recoded the pool. They can't know that you updated the kitchen. They don't know that the bathrooms have all been updated. There's no way for them to know that. And they also don't really have a way to put a price on how much value does that add.
Right.
So.
And that's oftentimes an art as well as a science.
Right, it is an art as well as a science. But it's one of the, you know, there's a saying, find your professionals, pay them, and treat them well. This is definitely, in this market right now, this is an area where you want to find your professionals and make sure that they are helping you get what it is that your house is actually worth. Because appreciation is happening so rapidly, especially in Tucson. It's happening everywhere, but in Tucson particularly, it's astonishing how fast it's going. And
it's hard to keep a handle on.
Right. And so having somebody who knows the area, who knows what's happening, who can see the inventory that's sold, that can see the inventory that's coming soon, so you have an idea of what your competition might be, who has the ability to look at things that you may not be able to look at, and then put a value on that, is actually is valuable. So that was really the thing that we wanted to make sure that we talked about today, was that right now there are so many different people who have websites that can say a house is worth X, Y, or Z. But unless their feet on the ground day in, day out, know what they're doing, you could potentially be leaving $50,000 on the table and not even know it.
Absolutely. And, you know, when all else fails on this, you could always just go down to Golf and Stuff, put a little tag on that punch machine, punch it, see how high it goes, and that's your price. And that may be a legitimate way
of figuring this out.
But I will tell you, Golf and Stuff is one of the great places to go check out in the summertime. They are not one of our sponsors here, but, you know, within the last couple of minutes that we have on today's show, because it is kicking up there in heat.
It is.
There's some things that we need to do, and it's not always just about buying and selling houses. What makes Tucson a great place? There's a couple of awesome spots that our kids are just loving hanging out in. What is it?
Wildcats.
Wildcats, yes. With a K,
so,
right?
Yeah, Wildcats with a K. So the people who, it's an indoor, I don't know, if you're old school Tucson, you will remember that there was a place called Discovery Zone right by Park Place Mall years and years and years ago. It's essentially that. It's an indoor jumping, climbing, but appropriate. They have literally a place for toddler, infant, crawling around babies all the way up through my 38-year-old husband had fun
with it. I play in there, turn on my Apple Watch, and I go ahead and track my workout while I'm chasing the kids around.
It's true.
It's awesome. So
they picked a really good location because they're equally inconvenient to everybody in Tucson.
Unless you're in Central Tucson.
Unless you're in Central Tucson, then it's great because they're at Speedway and Swan. So it's really, it's basically in the middle of town. So if you're far east side or if you're northwest side, you're going to have to drive equal amounts. So the mom who put it there, it's right by there's a Sprouts in there. And then there's a new restaurant called Toast 101. It's in that hole.
Which we need to try, by the way. That place looks packed,
it's packed
all
every time.
The time.
Yeah,
if anybody has tried that, shoot me a text. 520-462-2611. Let us know. How was it? Was it good? What's your favorite thing over there?
Right. So that's one fun thing. And it's not super expensive. So while as we're getting into the hotter parts of the year, and I don't know, I'm hoping that this summer the splash pads will be open, the park splash pads will be open again because they weren't last year due to COVID. So I'm hoping that this summer that they will be. But if you're looking for a fun place to...
Family-friendly fun place.
Yes, that's and it's clean. It's really clean.
They're doing a real good job of keeping the place clean, sanitized, and moving through. We've had some birthdays there. Anyway, it's an awesome spot. It's a local spot.
Right.
They're not. We don't even know who the owners are. But you know, if they're listening, thank you guys for making a great spot for our families to come hang out and enjoy. And all of you guys should enjoy as well. And we would enjoy again a call from you if you think that you need any help with real estate, which I guarantee you do, even if you think you're going to stay in that house the rest of your life.
You know somebody
who needs help buying or selling real estate. And Rebecca and I would love the opportunity to help you, your family, and your friends, and hopefully earn that right to talk to you about real estate. 520-462-2611. You can call, you can text.
I always want to say pigeon carrier, except that
pigeon
won't work.
Carrier.
But I don't know. We say all of these ways for you to get a hold of
it. There might be an animal rights thing on that.
I don't know. It's just, it always pops into my head.
As long as the pigeon's wearing a mask, it's safe.
There you
so go ahead and send that pigeon across. info@thisopenhouseshow.com is our email. www.thisopenhouseshow for full MLS access day or night. Guys, thank you for listening.
I hope you have fun
with us.
We'll
see you next week.
We have so much fun. We'll see you next week.